Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Glenn. I feel like maybe even your tweets from this morning are irrelevant. Just go. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it feels like accountability is trending, Steph. You know, this is a big step on the road to justice. And it's shocking, even though, you know, we've known for a long time Trump is a lifelong abject criminal. You know, the fact that he stole materials from the White House, brought them down to Mar-a-Lago, they clawed back 15 boxes. I'm sure Trump and his people over and over again assured law enforcement authorities in the National Archives, we gave you everything. And then we learned that they were subpoenaing things and Trump and company were refusing to give them up. They subpoenaed surveillance tapes to see who might be accessing what we now suspect might be documents pertaining to nuclear weapons systems. And still, they couldn't get them back. So they finally go in and execute a search warrant. We can talk about what goes into getting a federal search warrant. I've done it hundreds of times. It ain't easy in normal circumstances. And I'll tell you, Steph, the only thing that's left is indictments, criminal charges, because that, you know, this is as dangerous as Trump gets. I didn't think he could up the ante on the treason front, but he just has.
I love the point you made somewhere. But just, you know, he's like, it was totally unannounced. You're like, right. Every search warrant is totally unannounced because you have reason to believe a document, you know, obviously destruction will take place, obstruction of evidence, that a crime has occurred. I mean, Glenn, can you talk to us in terms of crimes? Even if I know we're speculating now, but of course you're like, why would he have these? The next step, if you know Trump, you're thinking he sold them to someone or he's going to sell them. But what is the, just having them is a crime, right? Just stealing them and having them?
Yeah. Removing them, concealing them, mutilating them. That comes from the federal statute. Yes, that in and of itself is a crime. And what's nice about that crime, Steph, is if he is convicted of it, the possible punishment that a judge could impose is banning him from federal office for the rest of his life. Yeah. So that is going to be an important charge to watch to see if it makes its way into an indictment. But then when we learned that they had tried to subpoena these things to kind of half step, and, you know, I'm not quite so sure, I don't want to go dark, but why the Department of Justice is showing him any deference and sort of dancing around the issue when we now know there may be nuclear weapons documents involved. But once he refused to comply with the subpoena, he also committed a 20-year obstruction of justice offense. So, you know, we can stack the offenses up to the moon. It's just now a matter of charging him.
Are you having a hard time, as much as you and I marinate in this every day for a living, are you having a hard time wrapping your head around that we're in the middle of hopefully getting to prosecute him for the overthrow of the United States government and trying to overturn a free and fair election in the United States? And this is an entirely separate crime that he has now done since then?
Separate. We may come to learn that it was related, at least when we finally get to see all of the documents that he stole from the United States and brought down to Mar-a-Lago. I have a feeling you're going to begin to see some connections between those documents and his efforts to overthrow the government. But, you know, that will come down the road. But you're right. How do you wrap your mind around a president who tried to steal the election, kill our democracy, and now he's got nuclear secrets. We know what he was doing with them. He wasn't, you know, building a mock nuke in the backyard of Mar-a-Lago for the kids to play with.
Yeah.
It was the grift, right? Yeah. He was probably going to sell it to the adversaries of the United States.
Or did. Are we going to find out the $2 billion from Saudi Arabia it's a lot of money, right? I mean,
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Let me just talk to you about this latest reporting this morning. National security experts were also shocked that signals intelligence was recovered. So it's not even just the nuclear stuff. Former senior intelligence officials said during the Trump administration, highly classified intelligence about sensitive topics, including about intelligence gathering in Iran, was routinely mishandled. One former official said the most highly classified information often ended up in the hands of personnel who didn't appear to have the need to possess it, weren't authorized to read it. Former official also said signals intelligence intercepted electronic communications like emails and phone calls of foreign leaders was among the type of information that often ended up with unauthorized personnel. Such intercepts were among the most closely guarded secrets because of what they can reveal about how the U.S. has penetrated foreign governments. One person familiar with the inventory of the 15 boxes taken from Mar-a-Lago indicated signals intelligence material was in them. Michael Hayden just tweeted, Jesus Christ. that's what intelligence professionals are saying. They said, Bill Kristol said, people ask, why would Trump keep documents? Plenty of possible reasons, e.g., this is pure speculation. Signals intel on MBS and Jamal Khashoggi or on Saudi nukes are the kind of docs you'd want in case you had to remind the Saudis to keep the money coming. One historian said, if it was you or I and not Trump or were in possession of top secret documents about nuclear weapons or signals intel, well, you and I would be handcuffs in a very bright room with glam rock playing in our ears, yet he plays the victim. Again, every time like you think we're at the end of a bombshell, right? And I didn't even know what signals intelligence was until this morning, but that's another layer, right?
It is. And you know what this proves, Steph? It proves the folly of having a policy that says you can't indict a sitting criminal president, because people knew he was mishandling classified documents all day, every day. That poses a danger to our national security. And by all accounts, we did nothing about it. Why? Because a sitting president gets to commit as many crimes as he wants while in the Oval Office with impunity. That's insanity. That's banana republic approach to government. And this highlights the danger of that, which has now come home to roost. I hope we learn this lesson based on this episode.
Yeah, I'll say. Glenn, you tweeted yesterday, excellent necessary comments by A.G. Garland on the unsealing issue. The ball's now in Trump's court. Will he object to America seeing the basis for the search and the evidence recovered? Or is it so damaging he will try to keep it under wraps? Well, of course, he said, okay, release it. So we're going to see this today. What do you make of what is going on legally?
Well, we may not see it today. Oh, okay. We'll probably get a judge who is in a position to rule today, because both of the parties seem to be in agreement that it should be unsealed. So I think it's going to be dramatic when we see it. But let me tamp down expectations a little bit, because I read the government's, Merrick Garland's motion to unseal. And first of all, it's captioned motion to unseal limited portions of the search warrant materials. And then in the body of the motion, he says some of it will have to be redacted for national security reasons. So I don't want us to all get frustrated when we see a whole bunch of those big black bars, apparently, you know, blacking out the juicy stuff. But you know what? The ball of transparency is rolling.
Okay. All right. So that's on today. So, wow, there are so many tentacles to this. I'm not even sure where to start. So, yeah. All right. So that's today. So we don't know if we'll see it. Do you think there's any, Chris, you were saying this, like, they're obviously behind the scenes. There is panic. Like, do you think that they're still trying to pull something legally?
Their reaction yesterday showed a lot of panic.
Right.
I mean, they were kind of all over the place.
Right. But you think this will be, I'm just saying, are there some legal maneuvers left we're not seeing that he can say,
well,
oh, yes, release it?
But first of all, Trump, I think, knew or was advised that it didn't really matter what position he took regarding the unsealing. The judge was going to unseal because this is of searing national interest and because Donald Trump is lying about it. So we have to unseal it just to meet the force of Trump and the Republican machine's lies about this. So Trump may have, though, made the calculation publicly. I'm going to say I have no problem with the unsealing. But then his defense team is going to swoop in and they're going to say, well, we understand the president wants this out, but let us talk about these, you know, legal nuances that cause us as his lawyers to counsel him that we want to try to keep it sealed. But the problem is they lose. And the one thing they hate being is losers because the judge will unseal these materials.
How dumb on a legal scale is going all in on this planting evidence? Which Trump just did again this morning.
It's not done with his base. His base, they're so gullible, they'll believe anything. And he'll say, they planted evidence, send me money, right? What's even dumber is the Republican machinery yelling and screaming about how this was all political and it was a witch hunt before they knew what the FBI had recovered because they're about to be exposed for the political thugs they are. Nobody does political thuggery like Kevin McCarthy, right? Threatening Merrick Garland, you better clear your calendar and preserve your documents. Guess what, sport? Merrick Garland and everybody else at the DOJ preserves their documents, unlike Trump and company.
Yeah. Well, right. Speaking of which, I just have to ask, have you changed your view on Merrick Garland? I mean, the thing, you know, we always say we don't know what's going on under the surface. I mean, we didn't know this whole thing on top of January 6th. We were just impatient about January 6th. I mean, what is your thinking now in terms of this has been going on as well, which is potentially, I didn't think I'd say something would be bigger than the overthrow of the United States government, but here we are.
Yeah, but selling nuclear secrets to our adversaries might be as big. I don't know how you balance, how you put those on the scale. Have I changed my tune with respect to Merrick Garland? First of all, Steph, you know, being a gutter kid from Jersey, I'm wrong a lot, and I will usually own up to it, usually, not always. But I have been saying all along that Merrick Garland is a good, honest, ethical man. I just think he moves too slowly and he's too circumspect. But what I have always said, you can go to the videotape, is I cannot envision the Department of Justice not charging Donald Trump for his crimes. Yeah. I can't envision it. I won't accept it. And I always believed Merrick Garland would get there. But here is why this has reinforced all of those views. It feels to me, Steph, I hate to throw a wet blanket on our accountability party right now, but if they've known for a year that Donald Trump had this stuff, you don't negotiate with the terrorist. If he's holding national security documents hostage, you don't negotiate with him for a year. You go knock out a dang search warrant the way they would do against you or me or Chris or Travis. That's the way it's
absolutely
done. So I still think they move too slowly and they're too circumspect, but at least we're moving and we're getting there. Yeah. So I continue to have faith in Merrick Garland. I will just continue to quibble with his timetable.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Glenn. It's negotiating with the terrorist. Donald Trump is the terrorist. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. Can you imagine you or I? Like, oh, could we please have our nuclear secrets back. You don't wait a year. Okay, here's a subpoena. Could we maybe now? Could we? I mean, this is insane, the deference that he's been shown.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Glenn, the one question we were asking about the whole going all in on planting evidence thing that Trump is doing in the right wing, wouldn't the FBI have videotaped every second of this? Plus, there were cameras at Mar-a-Lago?
Maybe yes, maybe no. Typically, the FBI doesn't videotape the execution of search warrants, but they meticulously document it. What they do is they will take endless photographs as they're entering a room, as they're opening a closet, as they're opening a safe, and they will document with at least photography. Now, it's been some years since I've worked crime scenes with the FBI, so maybe they're doing video now. And there will be tons of eyes on it, right? Then they put up little signs. Okay, this is room A, and here is exhibit one. And we're before we ever touch it, we're taking a still photograph of it. And I mean, they're meticulous when it comes to documenting the results of search warrants. So you can never say never. I would say it's a 0.001% chance that any FBI agent on that crime scene, on that search warrant scene, messed with the evidence. I bet the farm on they didn't mess with anything.
Right. Well, yeah, obviously. But so what's the other thing they're saying? Oh, they didn't let our lawyers in. What is the normal protocol?
The normal protocol is the minute we come through that door to execute a search warrant, every single person is removed from the premises and not permitted back in until the search is complete and we turn the premises back over
so that's
to
normal.
The owner or the occupant, period.
Right. You give the attorney the search warrant, but you don't. That's what I was thinking is that's normal. The attorneys don't get to come in with you and
But here's the game they play, Steph. We heard what's her name? Blackburn's whatever her name is from Tennessee. The minute Merrick Garland said, I personally approved the warrant, I reviewed it and approved it. She went on TV yelling and screaming, you see, that proves this is politics. Merrick Garland approved it himself. What would she have said if Merrick Garland didn't approve it? Can you believe the attorney general didn't approve it? This is the game they play.
Yeah. It seems like the right wing, it's the thing you know as a lawyer. You never ask a question you don't know the answer to. And this is the thing about them getting so far out of their skis without knowing what's happening here. Last question. I know this is probably a pipe dream, but could there be one? Is this going to be one trial for all of this? I mean, you've talked about even the reason he's here, the original treason, the obstruction in the Mueller case. I mean, would there ever be one thing that encompasses all his crimes, or are those all separate trials?
Well, that's a great question, and it could be argued both ways. So I've maintained that this could be an overarching conspiracy from when he was in a campaign finance conspiracy with Michael Cohen to acquire the presidency. And then throughout the presidency, he was trying to retain it even after he lost. He was committing crimes to try to hold on to power. I do feel, though, like if he was selling documents or holding documents as leverage over foreign heads of state, that's probably a separate series of charges. I don't think it will all be brought in one overarching indictment.
Oh, my God. We're going to be talking to you to each other from a nursing home. Because I'll still be doing this show, and I don't. Anyway, all right.
It's coming, Steph. It's coming. We're getting
And then
there.
They may need to prop me up like Tupac after I'm gone to continue to cover Donald Trump's crimes. Okay.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes.
Weekend at Steffi's. Love you. See you next week.
Love you, Steph.
All right.
See you guys.
All right. Bye. See you, DC Sexy Liberal.
Yeah.
September 10th. Bam.
Bam.